Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is in California holding fundraisers. While en route, he told reporters, "We can't let Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other cities destroy themselves by allowing what's happening," meaning homelessness. There's been reporting about anonymous administration officials saying they're considering raising homeless tent camps. Last week, federal officials toured an abandoned building in L.A., baffling local officials who weren't contacted about a possible shelter. And a White House report says a big part of the problem is overregulation of housing markets. Adam Murray is executive director of the Inner City Law Center. They give free legal help to the homeless in L.A. Adam, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And address what the president said today. He said that he's hearing personally from tenants in the state, some of them foreigners. He's expressed sympathy for real estate investors and others who say their property values, their quality of life are threatened, that people are living in the doorways to prestigious buildings. The best entrances to buildings is what the president said. They're on the highways, our best streets. He says it's a problem that he has to take care of.
So I think the administration's recent remarks and their recent report are really quite unfortunate and really atrocious on many levels. The recent report is a bunch of random theories and empty or half solutions. The president's remarks and those of his staff and those in report just fundamentally misunderstand what's going on with homelessness and what's needed to solve it. It is the usual playbook of the solution that they believe. The solution is always to deregulate, to cut taxes, and to put people in cages. And unfortunately, the recent remarks tick all three of those boxes.
Well, what do you think the report means when it says the overregulation of housing markets is part of the problem?
First, let me just say there are a couple of good things in the report and a handful of things that are called out that I think we need to uplift and highlight. But the philosophical underpinning that seems to suggest or does directly suggest that the problem here is the people on the streets, and that what we need to do is we need to make it more difficult for them to be on the streets. The report calls for fewer shelters and more policing, and it usually literally uses the language to make it less tolerable for people to sleep on the streets. So the idea that the solution here is we need to make it more difficult for folks, and we need to lock them up if they don't agree to fix this problem, I think just fundamentally misunderstands the fact that people are struggling because of a housing market that's not providing affordable housing.
Well, Adam, the president and his agencies make the point that there is too much regulation, that there's a need to cut rent control, to stop the zoning, the preservation of historic areas, for instance, so that there can be more construction, more housing. Is that a point?
I think one of the few kernels of truth in this report is the tying of housing affordability and housing prices to our homelessness crisis. I think the report is accurate when it states that the increase in housing prices and rental prices is driving homelessness higher. I think the solutions, however, that are laid out in the report and in the administration's remarks about this topic are way oversimplifications. You know, people who are living on the streets, for the most part, cannot afford to pay much in rent. And the idea that if we just would free up the private market, that they will come in and provide housing for tons of these folks is just not a realistic situation or a realistic proposal, and is not borne out by any evidence.
There's been a lot of conversation about homelessness in the state, and usually it's with some sympathy for the people who are homeless because of things we've talked about, the extraordinary cost of living, the fires which have displaced so many people in the northern part of the state. The president is talking about investors who come from other countries and move to Los Angeles or San Francisco because of the prestige of the city, and all of a sudden they have tents and people living at the entrance to their office building.
So that's not where my sympathies lie or my empathy lies. I'm concerned about the fact that in Los Angeles, for example, we have almost 60,000 human beings who are sleeping on the streets tonight. Each one of them is somebody's son or somebody's daughter. If my children were on the streets, I would want anybody who could do anything to do it to help move these folks into housing and change that trajectory and their pathway of where they have to live. And that doesn't seem to be the focus of this administration. There's a throwaway line in this report. It's literally just one sentence that I think should have been much more the focus of the report. They acknowledge that we are having increasingly increasingly having success across the country with programs that are seeking to prevent homelessness before it happens. I would love to see much more attention on how do we bolster the housing stability of precariously housed families and how do we keep them from becoming homeless in the first place. That's a far more cost-effective approach. It's a far more humane approach because then the family doesn't end up on the streets and end up split up and end up with all sorts of additional health issues that they didn't have before. And there's literally one line in this report that sort of holds out that promise and then no discussion about it whatsoever.
Well, and so there might be a silver lining here in that the president is bringing his firepower to this. But do you think there's something else going on here? Because the state of California has bucked President Trump at every turn, and now the White House seems to be fighting back, attacking the emission standards there and portraying the state as one that can't handle its own homeless problem, which is a huge problem in the state.
So I don't know what the political motivation is for these sorts of what feel like attacks on these issues and not particularly productive or helpful policy solutions. I will say that I think the federal government for decades has been absent on this challenge of affordable housing and homelessness. This is not a new challenge. And this is not a new thing that the federal government is not stepping up and helping. It's really been since the 1980s that the federal government has increasingly gotten out of the business of trying to help encourage and support and fund affordable housing throughout the country.
That's Adam Murray, executive director of the Inner City Law Center, a nonprofit law firm that's been giving free legal help to homeless people in LA since 1980. Adam, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Robin.